Made it Ferguson. All right. What are you thinking about, ladies and gentlemen? To wear or not to wear? All right, here's a pro. They're saying yes. Police officers, law enforcement officials should wear body cameras. They say that body cameras actually increase the safety of not only the police, but the public. Or, to flip that a bit, the body cams increase the safety not only of the public, but also of the police. People act differently when they know they're being filmed. Police body cameras can encourage good behavior by police officers and members of the public, leading to a decrease in violence, a decrease in use of force incidents, and a decrease in attacks on officers on duty. There's been a study in Rialto, California, the first U.S. city to trial police body cameras, and they found an over 50% reduction in the total number of use of force incidents by police officers when body cameras were worn. Complaints against officers fell from 28 complaints in the year just before the study to 3 complaints during the year of the trial. In Las Vegas, Nevada, a trial found a 37% reduction in the number of officers involved in at least one use of force incident when equipped with body-worn cameras. In San Diego, California, use of body cameras coincided with a 16.4% decrease in high-level use of force, which include tasers, pepper spray, and firearms, and a 25.3% increase in low-level use of force, which included controlled holds, and taser warnings. Not taser use, but taser warnings. Remember, the high-level use of force includes the use of the actual taser. The low-level use of force includes warnings that the taser could be used. So the low-level use of force included controlled holds and taser warnings. A pilot program in Edmonton, Canada, found that 35% of officers with body-worn cameras observed a decrease in instances of physical aggression by members of the public. A study on the Isle of Wight, UK, found a 36% decrease in assaults on police when officers were wearing cameras. So you have one side saying police body cameras lead to an increase or a decrease of safety for police officers. Okay, anyway, pro two. Let's just kind of do it that way. Pro two, this is the second pro where the people in favor of, the proponents of body cameras, say yes, police should be using body cameras. They say the police body cameras improve police accountability and protect officers from false accusations of misconduct. Police body cameras provide visual and audio evidence that can independently verify what happened in any given situation. In Texas, a police officer was fired and charged with murder after body-worn camera footage emerged which contradicted his initial statement in the shooting of an unarmed youth. In Baltimore, Maryland, a police officer was suspended and 2 colleagues placed on leave after being caught on their body-worn cameras planting fake evidence at a crime scene. In San Diego, California, the use of body cameras provided the necessary evidence to exonerate police officers falsely accused of misconduct. The number of severe misconduct allegations deemed false increased 2.4%. The number of officers exonerated for less severe allegations related to conduct, courtesy, procedure, and service increased 6.5%. the number of officers exonerated. In Phoenix, Arizona, allegations of police misconduct found to be true decreased 53.1% after the deployment of body cameras. All right, here's our second con. That was our second pro. Here's our second con, where again, the opponents are saying law enforcement officers should not be required to wear police body cameras. They say police body cameras invade the privacy of citizens, expose victims and witnesses of crimes, and damage police-public relationships. Recording police-public encounters can lead to the public exposure of private medical conditions, victims of crimes such as rape or domestic abuse, witnesses who fear reprisal from criminals and informants, and usually I normally try to say very little. I normally try to interject my thoughts about the pros or the cons when we're doing this pro-con kind of conversation, discussion. So I'm not going to say what I was getting ready to say. Anyway, they're saying recording police public encounters can lead to the public exposure of private medical conditions, victims of crimes such as rape or domestic abuse, witnesses who fear reprisal from criminals, and informants, especially in states which have laws allowing public access to the footage. Spokane Police Chief Frank Straub notes that, quote unquote, every day we are exposing persons challenged by mental illness, autism, developmental disabilities, addiction, etc. We are creating and making public recordings of their illness and potentially creating lifelong consequences. Okay, I got to ask this. When the police are not feeling like they're being held accountable because there's no way to corroborate any allegations of misdeeds by the police, and the police do things like shoot people like Michael Brown down in cold blood and kill him, are there any lifelong consequences for the loved ones who have to cope with that murder and the loss of their child, their loved one, for life? For the rest of their lives, they got to deal with that. Is that a lifelong consequence? Someone who is choked to death, like the gentleman was choked to death in New York, choked to death. Are there lifelong consequences for his survivors? How about the three-year-old girl I spoke briefly about who had a gun held to her chest, a loaded gun held to her chest by a police officer? 5 years later, she's still having nightmares, still having to be treated for that traumatic event. Lifelong consequence there? Chief of Police Ken Miller of Greensboro, North Carolina, says that if citizens think that they are going to be recorded every time they talk to an officer, regardless of the context, it is going to damage openness and create barriers to important relationships. A study in Edmonton, Canada found, they claim, that potential witnesses were reluctant to talk in the presence of a body-worn camera, even when the device was switched off.